T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. You can get a square up on the Monday night board with the Washington Commanders playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Mike, I wanted to ask you about that because, boy, that's a big swing. I think I got this right. I think you didn't know if Jane Daniels was playing. It was like 5.5. For some reason, I think it's like 11.5 now. Mike, that's a lot of points. It's because there's no way Jane Daniels is playing.
When that line jumps, you know something happened.
So, Mike, think about this. It could be, and Charlie, think about this. I want y'all opinion on this. Y'all know more about this than I do. But it could be a convincing win by the Chiefs and you don't cover. So let's say like it's 27-17,
okay,
or 30-20 or something like that. Or let's say if it's 11.5, 31-20. That's a and then but
you still don't cover.
Yeah.
Unless you grabbed it early.
Yeah.
Which some people do.
Right.
I told you this before when I walked in. I looked at the line, Saints Rams, and it has 13.5 points.
That's like a point spread, I don't know, college football, like 28.5 or something, or 30?
It would be in that range if you would kind of morph it into a college football.
To me, I don't know, Charlie and Mike, I look at any time it's double-digit points, because it is the NFL, just look at the Dolphins, the Jets, whatever. If it's a double-digit point spread, that'd be interesting to see the percentage. If you take the points, even though you don't think the team's going to win, how much they cover. You know, whenever it's like...
Now you can just bet the money line and bet on who you think will
win. Yeah.
Now you don't win as much money.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like 10.5. Whenever you get a double-digit spread in the NFL, that's a lot of points because it's pros versus pros.
Man, if Buddy was alive, he could give you the numbers because, man, that was one thing. If it was a double-digit favorite, he would always bet the underdog.
And I would take the points, yeah.
You know, he would win like 60% of the time. But his deal is, man, I don't care. If instead of winning $4, I win $6, oh, give me the $6. Because his deal was always, if you can pick 62% right, you are an unbelievable gambler.
Mike,
62% right.
You know what was crazy? And that I remember this because when I was playing, people would come out the blue. I guess they recognize you. I'd be cordial. I'd be nice to everyone. They go, Bobby, boy, I wish y'all would have won, but at least you covered.
So they were happy, right?
No, I'm telling you. So there was a number of games that even we were playing the 49ers, whatever. It was a close game. We didn't win, but we covered. So I guess that's one thing I had going for me that, you know what, whether we won outright, but at least if we didn't win, we would cover. And so they were like, oh, you know, I wish y'all would have won, but you covered. So they weren't mad at you.
You did good, Abe.
Yeah, they weren't mad at you.
Triple option. What you got for us, Bob?
Well, I'm going to go on the LSU route with the triple option. And I don't know. I guess when it rains, it pours. And, you know, we all like to celebrate our birthdays. And, you know, we just had my birthday in August, Medicare birthday, 65. Then we had your Medicare birthday. I can tell you in the future, if he wants to continue to coach, Coach Kelly should not be coaching a damn game on his birthday. Reno Brian Kelly coached a game on his birthday for just the second time in his 22-year career as a head coach, FBS head coach. And neither has gone well, to say the least. The first time one of Kelly's teams took the field was October the 25th. His 2008 Cincinnati Bearcats squad lost 40-16 to UConn, the Huskies. Yes, that was before J.L. Moore was there. Yes, the UConn Huskies. He lost 40-16. Well, guess what? It was his birthday, October 25th, for the LSU Fighting Tigers. And so it didn't bode well against the Aggies. So the bottom line is that Coach Kelly does not want to be coaching on his birthday. I mean, he needs to go do something else. Go play golf. He likes to play golf. He have a lot of time to play golf.
That
now,
he does. So. Charlie, also too, want to tell everybody, I think it's they listed as a contusion, but what is it, a bruised foot, and it looks as Zion is out for tonight's game against the Boston Celtics. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to go with the our friends over at BetOnline.ag sent us the list of the next LSU coaching lines, and this is very early, obviously, in the process, considering that Coach Kelly got fired yesterday. A lot of these names are kind of ridiculous, so I'll only really kind of stick with the top five and then give a couple names lower down the list as well. Their favorite to be the next LSU Tiger head coach is Coach Summerall, the Tulane head coach, 3-2 odds. They got Joe Brady at 2-1, Lane Kiffin at 4-1, James Franklin at 6-1, and Eli Drinkwitz at 8-1. Those are the only coaches on this list that are 8-1 or better as far as the odds go. A little bit further down the list, they have like Jeff Brohm at 12-1, Brent Key at 14-1. Those are some interesting names. Clark Lee as well from Vanderbilt at 20-1. And then, you know, we mentioned Dan Lanning in that situation. He's all the way down the list at 66-1, which is just above guys like Matt Campbell. So that's just a few early names that BetOnline.ag is circling around for this LSU next coaching hire, which obviously, guys, we've mentioned multiple different times is going to be seismic.
You know, Charlie, bring up that the coaching search. You know, Coach Lanning, and you look at the Oregon Ducks. Now, Mike, we just had from Yahoo.
Yeah, Ross Dellinger.
Okay, we have Ross Dellinger. Well, he basically told me that he basically has a lifetime deal with Phil Knight and Nike.
Because he has basically
like
a personal contract with Phil.
Man, listen. I know, Eugene, it rains there, but I would never leave there. I mean, Phil Knight and Nike, I don't think they're going anywhere. I would milk that, and then you go on vacation, you go on vacation. But to poo-poo that, Mike, I don't know if I'd ever miss that.
I would make the call, but I think I know what's going to be his answer.
Yeah.
Based off of, you know, that type of setup with Phil Knight.
I have
Knight.
A lifetime contract with Nike. I think that's a pretty good deal.
You know, and Phil's getting up in age, and we have some of the people that are involved with Manning Passing Academy that work at University of Oregon. And they have told us, Phil kind of brought them all together a year or so ago and said, guys, whatever has to be done, and do it. I want to win a national championship in football while I'm still alive. Now, Phil's deep in his 80s
right,
now.
Right.
And everybody looked around, and he was like, and if y'all need money, just let me know.
Yes. I mean, it's like that's who you want to be hooked
up
with.
And it's like, whoa.
That's why Ty Graves wouldn't want to be hooked up with, like, okay, I have a personal service contract with Ty Graves and Raising Cane's. Yeah, I'd wear a damn chicken costume. Oh, I'm going to go to every Raising Cane's. I mean, come on. That's why who you associate with, who you partner with, you have to look at your situation. You hit the lottery in life. I mean, that's why, listen, it rains in Oregon, but it don't rain that much. You put a damn raincoat on.
Yeah.
And then you can go on vacation in nice weather.
And a lot of times, Okay, with Phil Knight, you associate him certainly with Oregon. You think about Larry Ellison, Oracle, University of Michigan. That's a lot of – and even in the state of Louisiana, he doesn't live here anymore, but he grew up in Baton Rouge. Huge Tiger fan, but he lives in San Francisco. He's in the software business, and that's Holden Spaht. Holden is worth close to $5 billion. He is a self-described, and he has talked about it, I'm the biggest LSU fan in the world.
Oh,
okay, but hey, most people have never heard of Holden Spaht. But he has ties with LSU.
Well, and, you know, we kind of stereotype, well, why in the hell, if you're the biggest LSU fan, why in the hell are you living in San Francisco?
Software business.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But you know, like San Francisco. Now, I can see if you're associated with Berkeley or with Stanford or something. But, no, you got to go where you got to go to make, you know, money. I mean, obviously, what's the hotbed?
Yeah, Bob, I've met him a few times. I would say he's in his early 50s, either 50, 51, 52 years old, somewhere in that range. But, man, if you want to talk football, he can go back and forth with you.
Well,
now, I'm not friends with him, but having talked to him, I do know he knows football. And so a lot of times people are behind the scenes. Man, who's giving money to LSU? What you don't know, a lot of times these guys, they might go to LSU, grew up in Louisiana, but they live somewhere else, but I still help support LSU.
Well, the biggest alumni base ain't even in freaking Louisiana. It's in Houston, Texas.
That's correct.
Look how big Houston is and all the LSU Fighting Tiger fans you have there. That's why, listen, that you don't think they ticked off that's in their backyard what happened to A&M? Come on. That now, it's like a suburb of Houston, basically. But when you look at A&M, I was like, oh, that doesn't bode well for the LSU alumni in Houston for A&M to put a whooping like they did in Baton Rouge. No, that's unacceptable.
So now I think more and more people will get to know a guy like a Holden Spaht because of the fact before the NIL and all this money
right.
got swung all over. Okay, how many people, if I told you, Larry Ellison, They would not think, unless you're in the investment business, you didn't know about him and with Oracle.
I associate Larry Ellison with America's Cup. You know those boats, those sailboats that haul ass, and they race New Zealand and all the top countries in the world? You know, that's not a cheap sport. You look like Formula One and all those international races and the money involved with that, and it's truly international sport. He has the big Oracle thing on those, you know, it's professional sailors. When you look, remember Ted Turner, he got in the cover, I want to say, Sports Illustrated.
Yes, he was.
Involved, you know.
He was sailing.
That's a rich man sport. You want to talk about, like, ain't no poor people doing that sport. You got big ducats, but you're adventurous. Larry Ellison and Oracle, just look at the sponsorships with that.
Think of Ted Turner in the 1970s. If you were alive, he made the cover of Sports Illustrated, not because he owned the Braves.
No, because he's a sailor.
Because he was a sailor.
I'm a sailor. I sound like Bill Murray, and what about Bob? I sail. You know, he tied himself to the mast and going in front.
We'll be back.
Look it up. What about Bob? Bill Murray.
We'll finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break here.
I sail.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing up here in our kind of half round, so to speak, 2.5 hours of second guest, Mike Dettey, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola segment with head coach Kellen Moore. And Mike Haas will be the host, and Bobby will question Coach Moore about what happened yesterday in the 23-3 loss to the Bucks.
Well, I know we got to score more than 3 damn points. I know that.
You can ask him that one. And yeah, his guest tonight will be tight ends coach Chase Haslett, son of former Saints head coach Jim Haslett. Thank you for listening. Hey, we appreciate it. Great crowd here at the Silver Slipper. Want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We'll go through it here to the Saints Radio Network and our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and tight ends coach Chase Haslett, just in a moment here on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.